It is not new for humans, regardless of their faith or lack of, to blame evil on God's lack of intervention. From great tragedies like the Spanish Inquisition, American chattel slavery, the genocide of Native Americans, the Holocaust, Stalin's pogroms, etc., believers and non-believers alike have asked and continue to ask these questions. Where was God, and why did he not intervene in these horrific events in human history? On the individual tragedy level, such as when a child dies of cancer, a baby dies during birth, or a kind and generous person is killed by a stray gunshot, these questions persist. Likewise, on the personal level, with day-to-day problems of a house being foreclosed on, a car being repossessed, a job being lost, or something as seemingly trivial as the internet going down while writing a critical paper that is due, the questions regarding God's lack of action to intervene endure. And this question of the lack of intervention by a God who is, by theological, culture, and pop standards accounts, all-powerful, has persisted for centuries. However, before the question of why God allows for these evil things, central to this question is, what is evil? There are various ideas of what evil is. The definition is subject to religious, social, cultural, individual psychological, and other subjective moral standards. It can be posited that the definition of evil can be in the eye of the beholder. Orson Welles is quoted as saying, "I don't know anything about art, but I know what I like," which can be mirrored in, "I don't know what evil is, but I know what I don't like." However, the standard of what evil is for this discussion comes down to the concept that is common in Western culture and history. From Greek philosophers, Roman statesmen, church fathers, Renaissance philosophers, enlightened thinkers to postmodernist and modern philosophers, the concept of evil has been discussed to a great extent in the Western tradition. Some argue a religious foundation is necessary to understand evil in context with morality. Others argue the lack of necessity of a god or religion to form morality or to understand evil. And while there are modern debates about the importance of Western culture in our modern world, the social and cultural reality is that Christian doctrine, Roman law, and Greek philosophy form the foundation of law, ethics, and morality in Western culture, and by mutual implication, our understanding of evil. Whether one believes in a deity or not is irrelevant to the fact that Christian doctrine has been fundamental in our modern understanding of what evil is. Christian doctrine is part of the basic culture of the West, superseding and directly defining morality in the many subcultures that exist in the countries that are considered part of the Western world. This is true in countries that comprise the West, like the United States, where we have the freedom and liberty to debate what evil is. But when someone does something as horrendous as shooting defenseless schoolchildren, everyone seems to know what evil is, regardless of their faith in God or lack of. The Bible does give imagery that defines evil in context with good. In general, Scripture communicates the nature and activity of evil through images of 1. Light and dark, 2. Direction, 3. The hunt, 4. Agriculture, 5. The body, and 6. Ordinary domestic life. Diverse as they are, these images all picture evil as the undesirable perversion of good. Evil is described in context with what is good. In the Christological worldview, the foundation of Christian doctrine, what is good is defined in how we interact with each other. This is foundational and the essence of the royal law of Christ as discussed in James 2:8, King James Version. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. This comes from the expressed two commandments that Jesus gives to all Christians, Matthew 22:37-40, King James Version. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all of the law, Torah, and the prophets, Nevi'im.